The habitat for this species is disappearing, and Amanda Kalegian, a marine scientist at Oceana, says healthy beaches are a vital need for nesting loggerheads.
We filed this lawsuit in hopes that the government would quicken their process. They've missed their deadline by more than a year. We know that they have been working diligently on this. It's just a very complicated process. So we're hoping that by the middle of 2013 that they'll have a proposal in place that the public can then assess and comment on whether the proposed areas that they designate are going to be sufficient.
Kalegian says protecting habitat for the loggerheads will allow them a chance to recover and ensure the survival of future generations.
There's thousands of loggerhead turtles that are captured in fishing gear every year, not to mention the threats that they face from coastal development and climate change. They're losing a lot of their nesting habitat.
According to the Center for Biological Diversity, Florida beaches host the biggest nesting population of loggerheads in the United States. Kalegian says it's important for beachgoers to avoid any marked turtle nest they see. If people see an unmarked nest, they should report it to a lifeguard to then be marked, monitored, and protected.
Nesting areas are essential for sea turtles to have babies, so they have to lay their eggs on the beach. And if they don't have room to do that, then they'll continue to try because they always return to the beach where they were born themselves. So they can't really find other beaches. So if they don't have any space to lay their eggs, so the eggs will get washed away by the water or they'll be crushed by human trampling.
More information about the status of these turtles is on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.